The domestic political landscape is genuinely interesting today because we have two results pointing in opposite directions about the current state of American partisan alignment. In Florida, Byron Donalds, the congressman who has been one of Trump's most visible House allies, won his primary convincingly, as did a candidate named Nixon. These results are being read as a validation of Trump's continued grip on Republican base voters in Florida, which remains one of the president's most reliable strongholds.
But then you flip to Pennsylvania, and a Democrat just flipped a state House seat in Butler County, which is about as Republican-leaning a district as you'll find. Butler County is the district where Trump held the rally where the assassination attempt occurred in July 2024. It went for Trump by substantial margins in both 2020 and 2024. A Democrat winning a special election, there is the kind of result that gets circulated in every Democratic campaign committee's morning briefing as evidence that the political environment is shifting.
Special elections are imperfect indicators. Turnout dynamics, candidate quality, and local factors all play outsized roles. But the pattern of Democrats overperforming in special elections has been consistent enough over the past year that it would be intellectually dishonest to wave it away. The Butler County flip is the latest data point in that pattern.
Meanwhile, the CBS News poll showing 58% of Democrats viewing socialism positively is creating a genuine strategic headache for the party's leadership ahead of midterms. What makes this interesting is the contrast between base sentiment and leadership positioning. Hakeem Jeffries, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and other prominent figures are actually moving away from progressive economic positioning, pulling toward the center, even as the poll suggests the majority of Democratic voters are moving in the other direction.
That's a classic principal agent problem in electoral politics. Party leadership believes the path to winning swing districts runs through moderation. The base, energized partly in reaction to the Trump administration's policies, is pulling left. The question of which instinct is correct is ultimately going to be tested at the ballot box in November.
There's also the G9 Pirro situation, which touches on a different kind of political pressure. Pirro, who was appointed as U.S. Attorney for Washington by Trump, is now facing escalating public criticism from the president himself over an event related to the reflecting pool. A public appearance was abruptly canceled. She's reportedly trying to salvage her position. The irony of a Trump loyalist being publicly attacked by Trump is something that's become almost routine. But it does illustrate how volatile the president's relationships with his own appointees remain.
And Kash Patel's legal team made a significant concession in the defamation lawsuit against The Atlantic, admitting that the claim about breaching equipment, which was central to one of the more dramatic allegations in the original reporting, was not accurate. Conceding a factual claim in a defamation lawsuit is a strategic decision, but it also hands the opposing party a meaningful piece of credibility they'll use to defend the broader reporting.
The Oklahoma story is almost too strange to believe, but it happened. Bodycam footage from the arrest of Oklahoma's Secretary of State, Adam McDonald's, has now surfaced publicly. The circumstances are still being reported, but the visual of a sitting statewide official being detained in a fast food restaurant has a kind of surreal quality that encapsulates a broader pattern of institutional behavior that would have seemed extraordinary a decade ago.
We should also flag the USCIS green card policy change, which takes effect September 18th. The new public charge guidance significantly expands the range of government benefits that immigration officers can count against green card applicants when assessing whether they're likely to become dependent on public assistance. The Biden-era rules had narrowed that definition considerably. This reversal will affect a substantial number of applicants and represents one of the quieter but more consequential immigration policy shifts of the current administration.